what it's going to do is highlight people the dangers of using a drug and the risk that there's a much greater risk now of being losing their license. Because, you know, if we do a blood test on you, if you have any suspicion that you are driving whilst a drug, we will take a blood sample from you. It will be sent away and we'll identify if you're over that specified limit. And that means you could lose your license for at least 12 months, get a fine up to £5,000, and also it will be a record on your driving license for up to 11 years.
Can you just explain a little bit about how devastating an impact it can be when someone tries to drive when they are impaired having taken drugs?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it seriously impairs your abilities to drive. I mean, depending on the type of drug, some of them make you much more aggressive and violent. Other drugs sedate you. And most of them will always make you have a slower reaction times. It will take you much longer to be able to concentrate on something, and you may lose that concentration very quickly. Some people may have nausea, hallucinations, panic attacks, and it's all those sort of things that I would say to people, look, you know, if you're going to use those drugs, don't do it, and certainly don't drive. And if you're a passenger and you know someone's been taking drugs, certainly don't get in a vehicle with them.
How important is it to have the support of somebody like Neil Staley, who's had a direct sort of impact from somebody who's driving impaired?
Yes, I know Neil very well. I mean, unfortunately, I was a senior investigating officer for that case, so I know it very well. And I've worked very closely with Neil over it. And I can understand the devastation of losing your daughter at such a young age when she's got a whole life ahead of her due to someone who was in drink and drugs. And I think that's an important factor to point out, that quite often we find when we're doing these checks and we do blood tests on people, it's a combination of drugs and often drink involved as well. It's not just one particular thing. So I think it shows that there is a vast danger and there's a lot of it going out there. And I think we will see a lot more people eventually being caught over the years. I mean, this is a new piece of equipment we've got, but it will open up the doors for us and it will develop over the years. And I think hopefully it will stop people, but it will also show that more people are being caught for drug driving offences.
It's interesting, the idea that people on prescription drugs can be stopped as well, and you know that can impair their ability to drive. That might be quite concerning for a lot of people listening. What would your advice to them be?
Well, my advice for people on prescription drugs is make sure that you actually are taking the recommended dosage. Make sure you fit in with that. If you are driving, speak to your GP, speak to a healthcare professional, the pharmacist. Make sure you read the leaflets that come with your drugs to make sure that they are safe for you to carry on driving. Now, a lot of them are if you're actually using the right prescription and using the right amount that you agreed to take. But, you know, there are some which will affect your driving. And what we're saying to people is, now it's your responsibility to make sure that you are fit and healthy to drive, because some, like I said, will have an effect on you. Every drug will have some form of effect on you. Now, it depends on how much that is, depends on the amount of drug you take.
Is there a difference in the punishment for being fined with prescription drugs as opposed to, I guess, class?
No, it's exactly the same. You will get a conviction for, you know, being over the specified limit.